Hi, Lisa. Looks like we have a friend with you. Hello, Lisa's granddaughter. What's your name? Vanessa. Hello, I'm Anne. It's great to meet you. All right, now just do your best, okay? There's a lot of information, a lot of different postures, technique, but just try what you can try as you hear me say it, okay? And if you just don't get something, you can look at the screen or look at Lisa. Okay. All right. And we will go just step by step, word by word. Carolyn, I am so happy to see you. Hello, I've been thinking about you every day, every single day, like multiple times a day. Okay. All right, so we're going to start with the deep breathing exercise, Vanessa. Just if you want to watch the first set, it's usually helpful. I always have new people do that. So you're going to stand up nice and tall with your feet together, everyone. Toes and heels touching each other. Now, interlace your fingers. Put your knuckles right underneath the chin. The chin and knuckles stay together throughout the entire breathing exercise. Now, pull the stomach in, keep it in, and let's begin. We're going to inhale slowly by the nose. Elbows lift up towards the ceiling. Breathe in as deeply as possible. Very good. Now, exhale breathing. Open your mouth wide. Push the chin back with the knuckles. Exhale all the way. Elbows come forward and elbows together. Inhale, separate and lift your elbows. Slowly bring your chin down. Now lift up the center of the chest at the breastbone, rib cage expands. Good, Larry. Exhale, breathing. Mouth open, push the chin back. Shoulders relax completely, hands together, elbows together. Inhale, one, head down, two, three. Elbows lift, four, towards the ceiling, five. You got it, Selena. Six, hold it. Exhale, one. Open your mouth, two. Three, bring the hands together slowly. Get a nice tight grip. Five, elbows touch each other on six. Now inhale from here, elbows lift and separate. Bring the chin down. That's it, Vanessa. You can bring the chin down until you're looking straight ahead. Hold it. Exhale, breathing. Open your mouth, push the chin back. Now try to keep the elbows nice and high away from the chest as they come forward and elbows touch each other. Inhale, one, head down, two. Three, halfway, four, breathe in more, five, and a little more, six. Exhale, one, open your mouth, two, three. Look for the back wall, four. Keep exhaling, five, right up until six. Inhale again, head down. Now do your best to synchronize the movement of the arms lifting, the head coming down, all together with your inhale. Exhale, breathing. Keep the elbows nice and high as you bring them forward. Push the head all the way back. Try to see the wall behind you. Inhale, head comes down slowly, elbows lift up. Now keep the legs pressing together, maximum body weight on your heels. Very nice. Exhale, breathing. Open your mouth, push the chin back. Hips a little bit forward towards the mirror, only bending your neck. Inhale, head down. So the head comes down. I want the whole spine to stretch up towards the ceiling, hips and thighs contracted. Very good, Nyla. Exhale, breathing. Lift up the breastbone towards the ceiling so there's no back bending below the neck. Elbows come together. Two more in the first set. Inhale by the throat. Keep the maximum body weight on your heels, middle inner thighs pressed together. Exhale, breathing, mouth open, push the chin slowly back. Stand tall, suck in your stomach, elbows touch. Last one, please. Inhale, one, two, three. Halfway, four. Five, breathe into your maximum, six. Exhale, one, chest up, two, three. Push the chin, four, all the way back, five. Exhale completely, elbows together, six. Great, you can change arms down to the sides. Jess, you have the sun coming in like a filter on someone's phone. It's like right from the top corner, it's just like streaming down. You don't even need to edit the photo. It's so pretty. Okay, all right. So we'll do that again. Don't worry if you don't get total coordination the first few times you try it. Okay, let's start again. Feet together, toes and heels touching. Interlace the fingers. Keep your knuckles and chin together like glue throughout the breathing exercise. Now stand tall, stomach in. Let's start again. Inhale, one, two, three. Halfway, four. Keep breathing in, five. You might feel a little dizzy, six. Exhale, one. Open your mouth, two. Three, head goes back, four, by pushing it back, five, with the knuckles, six. Very good. Inhale, breathing. Chin pushes down against the knuckles. Elbows up, breastbone lifts. Now one more, pull your stomach in. Exhale, breathing. Head goes up, push the chin back. Elbows stay high, elbows come forward. Get a nice tight grip, elbows together. Inhale, one, head down, two, Three is halfway, four. Very nice, Vanessa. Five, elbows all the way to the ceiling, six. Exhale, one. Push the chin, two. Hands come together, three. Nice and slow, four. Get a nice tight grip, five, and elbows together on six. Again, please inhale by the throat. Now, the more you suck in the stomach, the more you breathe in, the more your rib cage will expand. Exhale, breathing. Open your mouth, push the head back. Hands come together slowly. Get a nice tight grip. Elbows touch at the end of the exhale. Inhale, separate and lift the elbows, chin down. Keep the body weight to the heels. Elbows go all the way up to the ceiling. Exhale, good Nyla. Push the head back. I want the elbows away from the chest as they come forward towards the mirror and touch each other. Inhale, good Kara. Elbows separate and lift, chin down. Good control of the movement, Sadri. Now everyone stomach and breathe in to your maximum. Exhale, breathing. One, head goes up, two. Three, push the head, four. All the way back, five. Elbows together, six. Inhale, head down, elbows lift. Head comes down. That's it, Selena. Elbows to the ceiling, chest up. Even the armpits are going to stretch up. Now exhale. Keep the elbows high as they come forward. Push the head all the way back. Try to see the wall behind you. Inhale, head down. Elbows go up to the sides. There you go. Now both sides of the body stretch all the way up from heels to the elbow points. Exhale, breathing. Push the head back. Hands start to come together. Get a nice tight grip, cross your thumbs, elbows touch each other right now. Inhale, one, few more, two. Three is halfway, four. Breathe in more, five. Breathe in more, six. Exhale, good Nyla, keep the chest up, head goes up. Push the chin back with the knuckles. Look for the wall behind you and elbows touch each other. Last two, please. Inhale by your throat. The nose is only a passageway for the air. Exhale, one, lift the chest, two. Three, push your chin, four, all the way back, five. Nice tight grip, six, elbows together. One last, inhale, breathing, head down. Now suck in the stomach, tightening up. Rib cage expanding to the sides, visible in the mirror. Exhale, one, lift the chest, two. Three, push your chin, four, all the way back, five. Exhale completely, six. Okay, you can change now. Arms down to the sides. So good. Nyla's smiling. Doesn't it feel great? All right. Now, for the rest of the class, we have 26 postures we do in a particular order, but you never even have to think about the order, okay? I'm going to tell you each body part, when to move it, how to move it, everything what to do, so you don't have to use that part. The part of your mind and your brain that you're going to use is just paying attention. You hear, you understand, and then you act, right? And you pay attention to the breathing. And then you try the thing as you hear it. It's such a great, great break from everything, isn't it? All right, so first is half moon pose. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Interlace all 10 fingers, release the pointer fingers, thumbs crossed. Now take a nice deep breath, stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling. Go right and left a few times, back and forth, back and forth. When you come up through the center, stretch up a little more. Try to touch the ceiling. Go right, left, nice and tall. When you can't stretch up anymore, please come back up and stop in the middle. Now, before we go into the posture, put the maximum body weight on the heels, hips a little bit forward towards the mirror. Bring your arms back and chin up, opening up the chest and the rib cage. Now, as you inhale next, suck in your stomach, stretch up once more, try to touch the ceiling, and slowly bend your upper body to the right. At the exact same time, push your hips to the left. Now, we're going to hold this position, and yes, it does create a stretch all over the left side of the body, inside out bones to the skin, but we're creating the yoga posture with the muscle strength, with the deliberate communication between your brain and the body parts. So when you inhale, I want you to squeeze your hands together tightly and reach out to the right side of the room. So your hands, if you can see them in the mirror, push away from the top of the head. If you don't have a mirror, don't worry. You just try to create these things with internal sensation. Looks good, Matt. Come down a little more, keeping both hips in one line parallel to the mirror. So keep the left hip forward as you come down, just a touch, Veronica, right there. Now suck in your stomach, bring the weight back to the heels. Everybody bring the right shoulder just a little bit forward, opening up the chest and rib cage. Very nice reaching, Selena. Come down, suck in your stomach, everyone. Push your hips to the left, absolutely freeze. Inhale, breathing, come back up, stop in the middle. You got it. Now reset, body weight to the heels, hips push forward, arms back and chin up. As you inhale, the arms go way up, try to touch the ceiling and then reach up and over to the left. at the same time, push your hips to the right without bending the elbows, without bending the knees. Now, one of the things you learn how to do is how to breathe very well in any situation. Okay, so we're putting the body in several different situations, different forms, different compressions, different challenges, and you will learn how to breathe smoothly. So push your hips to the right, but keep the breathing smooth. Chin up, arms back. Now squeeze your hands together and reach out to the left side so the arms lock and the arms eventually press into your head. You get a nice little arm and skull massage in half moon pose. Come down a little more, keeping the right hip forward so both hips stay in one line. Bring the left shoulder and chest forward, opening up the chest. Good, Veronica. Now come down for five. Suck in your stomach, four. Reach out to the left, three. Push your hips two, a little bit more to the right, one. Inhale, breathing, come up. Excellent. Backward bending is next. Take a nice deep breath, eyes open. Drop your head all the way back as far as it goes. Look for the floor behind you. Inhale, push your hands up and then over and back towards the wall behind you. Try to touch the back wall. So you're going to push your upper body back, bending your entire spine, coccyx to the neck, lower spine, middle spine, and upper spine. Now take a nice deep breath, and as you exhale, push your hips forward. Push your stomach forward. Push the thighs forward without bending the elbows and without bending the knees. Everybody push the chin back, squeeze hands, and try to touch the wall behind you. Inhale, breathing, come up, stop in the middle. Now take a deep breath, try to touch the ceiling. Bend your knees and slowly come forward. Put your hands on the floor in front of you. Take your time going from back bending to forward bending. Keep the stomach in. Now, once you're touching the floor, you can move your hips back and forth a few times. Bend your right knee, then the left, right, left, right, left. And warming up the lower back. Keep the stomach in, please. Face relaxed. Now, exhale breathing. Bring your hands around behind your feet. Scoop up the heels from behind. Grab them. All 10 fingers pointing straight ahead. Pinky fingers touching each other side by side. Now, if you can't grab the heels from behind, you can grab the outsides of the feet or slide your fingertips underneath the toes. Pull on your heels to stretch the upper body down. The knees will probably be bent to start, and that's how it should be. Touch your stomach on the thighs, chest on the knees, face on the legs below the knees. I want you to pull continuously without intermission and slowly push your knees back to create a stretch all over underneath the back of the legs. Now roll forward so you have more body weight to the toes, please. Pull on the heels, push your knees back. Upper body slides down the legs so the top of the head gets closer to the feet. One more, push the knees back, try to lock the legs. Now bring your hands back around in front of you, interlace the fingers, and you can come up nice and slow until you're reaching up to the ceiling. Good, now exhale, arms down to the sides. Stand as tall as you can, arms just nice and loose, chest lifted, stomach in. Excellent. Second set, half moon pose. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. Interlace the fingers, release the pointer fingers, thumbs crossed. Take a deep breath, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling. Go ahead, right side bending. Push your hips to the left. Now we're trying to keep the body in one plane. I know that's a theoretical thing that doesn't exist, but basically as flat as possible from front to back. So hips forward, arms back. We're trying to get the bone structure in a certain alignment, all right? And you do this by strengthening muscles that are weak for whatever reason, usually because we haven't been using them, all right? But if you bring the weight to the heels and suck in your stomach, you will strengthen the muscles that have been weak or have not been used. When you bring the chin up, arms back while sucking in the stomach, you will strengthen the upper back. It is the antidote to chairs, driving, and cell phones. I was going to call it telephone, okay, texting on a phone. Now come down a little bit more, keeping the chin up, arms back, keeping the weight to the heels, come down and push. Inhale, breathing, come back up, stop in the middle. Very good. Chin up, arms back, weight on the heels. Inhale, reach up, try to touch the ceiling. Left side bending, please. Push your whole pelvis to the right side. So if you have a mirror in front of you, I want you to watch the hips go off to the right side. You will feel a limit. You will feel a stretch at some point. You may feel the arms fatigue. All of this is quite normal to be expected, and it will improve with consistent. That's the trick, the consistent effort. Push your hips to the right side. That's it, Veronica. Keeping the weight on the heels and both hips in one line. Take a nice deep breath, chin up, arms back. Now squeeze your hands, reach to the left, come down five, stomach in, four. Keeping weight on the heels, three. Right hip stays forward, two. Looks good, come down and push, one. Inhale, breathing, come back up, stop in the middle. All right, backward bending is next. Inhale, reach up, try to touch the ceiling. Head goes back and arms go back with your ears. Imagine it. Arms will go all the way back to the ears one day. So this takes repetition, consistency, intensity, but also relaxation. Very nice, Vanessa. Keep the breathing nice and smooth, please, in and out by the nose. Push your hands past the face to lock the elbows and stretch chest and shoulders. Now the last few counts, exhale, push your hips forward. Push your stomach forward. Keep pushing stomach, hips, thighs forward for three. Reach back. Two, go and touch the back wall. One. Very nice, Carolyn. Inhale, breathing, come up. Take a deep breath. Try to touch the ceiling. If needed, bend your knees. Everyone, please put your hands on the floor. All right. You can start hands to feet pose as soon as your back is ready. Grab the heels from behind. Pinky fingers touching each other side by side. Elbows behind the legs. Now pull on the heels. Stretch the upper body down. Stomach not only touching the thighs, but essentially lengthening down the thighs. Chest to the knees, lengthening down the knees. And try to get your face on the shins. Eyes open, pull. Now you hold it. Every posture is held in stillness. So whether you go further or not, you can hold the posture. Now push your knees back just a little bit, even if it's only in your mind. That's great. Pull on the heels, push the knees back, try to lock the legs. Total backside of the stretch, body stretches, coccyx to the forehead, coccyx to the toes. To change, bring your hands back around in front of you, interlace the fingers. Arms and head together, come back up. Inhale, try to touch the ceiling, and arms come down to the side. Very nice. Stand tall. It's so wonderful. Wonderful, important, awesome to move the spine. All right, when I say the spine, you might think of the bony structure, but when you move the spine, you move the blood vessels that are sitting on the spine. You move the abdominal organs that are right in front of it. All right. We did two sets, didn't we? Okay, next is awkward posture. Right foot step out. Thank you, Matt, to the right. Is it just you, Matt, or is Mindy with you? Just you. Okay. Inhale, breathing, arms up parallel to the floor. Yeah, that looks good. Thanks, Lisa. Arms up parallel to the floor. All five fingers together on each hand. Triceps contract. Now take a nice deep breath. Exhale, suck in your stomach. Sit down, please. Feet, flat position. Maximum body weight on your heels. Very nice, Jess. Nice low sitting in the chair. Make sure the feet are still parallel to each other. Larry, you can sit down lower. I know it. It's in there. Get your hips behind you. Sit down. Oh my gosh, look at that. Now, suck in your stomach. Lift your chest up. Lean your upper body back so much you almost fall down backwards. Inhale, breathing. Come up. Nice effort, Satori. Good posture. Now, stand all the way up on the tiptoes, maximum, as high as possible. Imagine I'm picking you up from the top of the head, but also the center of the chest lifts up. Now, focus one point in front of you, stomach in. Sit right down on the tops of the toes. Immediately the thighs parallel to the floor. So you sit down pretty low. Come up all the way on the tiptoes. Push your heels up. I want the heels 6 inches off the floor. Heels up, knees up. The ankles that you can see in the mirror press forward. Sit down one more inch in the chair. Good, Veronica. Inhale, breathing. Come up, please. Arms stay right there. Feet flat to the floor for a moment. Now third part, come up just a little bit on your toes. Bring the knees together. Pretend you're holding something between the knees that you cannot drop. The feet stay where they were. Inhale, stretch your spine up towards the ceiling. Now slowly, very slowly sit down, keeping the knees together. If it works for the lower body, Selena, you can keep the feet the 6 inches apart. Just squeeze the knees together. So it's a little, yeah, kind of inward pressure of the thighs. Go as far as you can go. Eventually, hips will be just above the heels, arms parallel to the thighs, thighs parallel to the floor. Spine straight in the middle. Push the knees down and forward. Looks good, Nyla. Shoulders down, chest up. Everybody, stomach in. Now inhale and come back up. Keep the knees together. The feet will flatten on the way up until you're standing again. Right foot steps to the left, arms down to the side. Just let the arms relax. Chest up, shoulders down. All right, very nice. Second set, right foot step out 6 inches to your right. Inhale, breathing, bring your arms up parallel to the floor, tricep muscles contracted. Take a deep breath in. Exhale, stomach in. Go ahead, sit down, feet flat position. Stick your hips out behind you and drop them down in the chair. So the thighs parallel to the floor like the seat of a chair. You can do it, Larry. That was a nice sitting down the first set. Now keep 6 inches between the big toes, 6 inches between your heels, 6 inches between your knees. Lift up your chest, lean your upper body way back, and now sit down once more at the end. Inhale, breathing, come up. Good, Carolyn. All the way up on the tiptoes, please, maximum. Suck in your stomach, stretch your entire spine. Center of the chest, top of the head, reaching for the ceiling. Now sit down on the tops of your toes. That means the heels go up more until you're on the very tips of the toes. Higher than you can imagine, higher than any pair of shoes that will ever exist. Come up on the tiptoes, heels up, and sit down till the thighs are parallel to the floor. Five counts, hold it, four. Suck in your stomach, three. Drop the hips, Kara, two. Just a little bit lower, you can do it, one. Inhale, come up. The wobbling is an excellent sign. Excellent sign. Come up. Keep your feet where they are. Bring the knees together. Stretch your spine up towards the ceiling and now start to sit down slowly. If you feel a little bit wobbly, make sure you still have the 6 inches between your feet. If the feet get too narrow, then the body doesn't have as much side-to-side balance to work with or support to work with. So take your time. Just go as far as you can go. Arms stay energized all the way out to the fingertips, shoulders down, chest up. Push the knees down and forward. Looks good, Larry. Now, one more inhale, stomach in. Come up as slowly as you went down or a little slower without leaning forward. Excellent. Right foot to the left, arms down. Inhale, breathing. Pick something to look at in front of you. You might have an object because you're at home. Here, we just have our sometimes intimidating own selves, right? We don't want to look at our faces, but at home, you might just be able to look at one object, and that's also wonderful. Okay. Next is eagle posture, feet together. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. Now, a mirror is the most efficient thing you can use here. Swing your right arm underneath the left arm. So if you can get one, then go and do that for next time. Pull the elbows down, suck in your stomach, sit down. If not, though, you don't have to worry. Sit down in the chair, bend your knees, body weight on the heels, upper body back. Now, right leg, lift up over the left as high as possible. Cross your legs, each other, twist like ropes. Right foot goes behind the calf muscle. All five toes visible from the front. Now, if the foot does not wrap yet, sit down a little lower, keeping the body weight to your heel. Very nice. Pull the elbows down so you can see the shoulders come down, the sides of the neck to the tops of the shoulders will stretch. Hold the stomach in, chest up, upper body back at the end. Good. Come up, please. Feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. As you exhale, swing your left arm underneath the right arm. Cross again. Grab your hands in front of the face. You got it. Pull the elbows down. Suck in your stomach. Sit down in the chair. Bend your knees. Don't worry, Vanessa. We'll get your grip here. This class or next class. Go ahead. Left leg lift up over the right leg as high as possible. Cross your legs each other. Twist like ropes. If the left foot does not go behind the calf muscle yet, just sit down a little lower. You will still get all of the intended physiological and mental benefit if you try the right way. It actually works. However far you go depth-wise, however much you accomplish, if you just put the effort in, you will get everything that you possibly can get. Inhale, breathing, come up. Let's do the second side. Inhale, arms over the head. Now, one of the tricks here, Vanessa, is cross at the upper arms above the elbows so then you can get a second cross at the forearm, okay? And then thumbs towards the face. Don't worry if you don't get it. I'm just going to show you, okay? Then thumbs towards the face. That low hand is going to reach around and grab the top hand. But the low hand is closer to your face. Top hand is away from you. Go ahead. Sit down in the chair. Body weight on the heels. Upper body back. Lift your right leg up over the left leg. Pull your elbows down as you sit down so the arms press into the chest. Lift your chest up so it presses into the arms. That's it. Now, try to line up your hands, elbows, knees, and feet in one line below the nose. So top knee to the right a little bit. You can bring the hands in closer, Veronica, just a little bit to the face. There you go. Sit down, twist like ropes, upper body back. Very nice. Come up, feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. Left arm, swing it underneath the right arm above the elbows. The second cross will be at the wrist. The left hand, which is lower, goes towards the face, top hand towards the mirror. Pull the elbows down, suck in your stomach, sit down all the way, body weight on your heels, upper body back. Go ahead, left leg lift up over the right. Now, if you can get your foot behind the calf muscle, eliminate any gap between your ankle and calf muscle. Then line up your hands, elbows, knees, and feet in one line below the nose. Top knee presses to the left. Try to get the left wrist straight. That's it. Sitting down. That looks good, Kara. Keep the weight to the heels, chest up, lean back. Very good. Come up, please. Feet together. Inhale, arms over the head, and exhale, arms down to the side. We have a very tiny break here. If you need a little sip of water, that's fine. Looks great so far, you guys. All right. Selena, how are things feeling? Thumbs up? You good? Okay. Feel free to, if you need anything, You can come over, unmute yourself, and let me know between the postures, okay? All right. Next is standing head to knee pose. We're going to do a few postures on one leg only. So this is excellent. When you strengthen your balance ability, you strengthen your movement ability, just walking and getting around the earth. So let us do it. Shift your body weight to the left foot with your feet together. Bring your right leg up in front of you, thigh parallel to the floor. Now take a nice deep breath, and as you exhale, round your spine forward. Grab the right foot in front of you, all 10 fingers included with the grip, 2 inches below the toes. Get a nice interlaced position there. Now concentrate very deeply on your standing leg. Look in the mirror at your left knee. Push your knee back until it's perfectly straight. Whole leg locked. Now when you inhale next, right leg lift up very slowly and gently until your entire right leg is parallel to the floor. No higher, no lower. Standing leg remains locked, solid concrete, unbroken. Now take a deep breath. Kick your right heel forward towards the mirror, sucking in the stomach at the same time. Turn all 5 toes back so you get the foot perpendicular and beyond perpendicular to the floor. Once you can get both legs locked and balanced there comfortably, you may bring the elbows down slowly, touching the sides of the calf muscle. Eventually, elbows will go down below the calf muscle. Change, please. Under the upper body, put the right foot down. Hi, is that Nadia? Hello, my dear. Hi. Yes, I figured there's some dancing happening today. Have a wonderful time. Maybe you can just pop a standing head to knee for fun in the middle of it. Okay. Left leg lift up in front of you. Take a deep breath. Exhale, round the spine forward. Pick up the foot a couple of inches below the toes, all 10 fingers included with the grip. Now, concentrate always on your breathing. So every time you inhale, you know you're inhaling. Go ahead, left leg can lift up. And every time you exhale, you realize that you are exhaling. Now, standing leg stays locked. Take a deep breath. That looks great, Nyla. Kick the left heel forward, suck in your stomach. Try to get both legs locked. Wow, these are really nice. Now, once you can balance with both legs locked, bring your elbows down. The legs are in a capital letter L shape, upside down, so 90 degrees there. Elbows touch the sides of the calf muscle, and eventually elbows go down below the calf muscle. Change, please. Put the left foot on the floor, arms down to the sides. Inhale, breathing, and exhale, breathing. All right. Let us do second set. You get another try. What could be better? Right leg lift up in front of you. Take a deep breath. Exhale, round the spine forward. Grab the foot in front of you. All 10 fingers included with the grip. Now, sometimes there will be some I don't want to do this ones. So some of those little thoughts that pass. I understand. Go ahead. Inhale, right leg lift up and stretch forward. If and when you hear those types of thoughts, you just choose to redirect the thought to, oh, I am standing on one leg right now. What I am doing is more important than if I'm in the mood to or not, okay? Take a deep breath, kick the heel forward, turn the toes back, and you will learn through practice. Go ahead, bend the elbows down, that those thoughts are really quite fleeting and quite chaotic, so you don't have to pay too much attention to them. Now, if the elbows go down below the calf muscle, you can tuck your chin to the chest, suck in your stomach, and put your forehead on the knee. Looks good, Sadri. Keep the shoulders relaxed, face relaxed, hold it. Very nice. Change again. Undo the arms. And a lot of those thoughts are not in your best interest. So if you have a thought like that, you can look at it and say, is that really in my best interest? And if not, why am I listening to that thing giving me a direction? Okay, let's do the last one. Left leg lift up. Take a deep breath. Exhale, round your spine forward. Pick up the foot. For example, if that thought were another person and you realize that person is not giving you direction in your best interest, would you take it? Go ahead, inhale, left leg lift up and stretch forward. So it's a good way to kind of separate yourself from the thoughts. You can just do that exercise. Now, once you get both legs locked, elbows down. Once the elbows go below the calf muscle, final step is to tuck your chin to the chest, suck in your stomach, put your forehead on the knee for 3, 2. Hold it there, stand tall, Larry, on the right leg. 1. I see it. Very good. Change again. Head up, arms straighten, and feet together. Excellent. Next, we do standing bow pulling posture. If you haven't done this in a while, if you're new, just pay attention here at the grip. You're going to bring the right hand up in front of you. Pretend you're holding something in the palm, and then bring the hand out to your right. The trick is that the palm stays up and open. All right, so when I straighten the arm, I'm not turning the hand in like this. Keep the palm open, then grab your right ankle from the inside. Looks like this. Just work on it. If you can't quite get it yet, we'll get another try. Left arm slides up in front of you, palm facing forward. Now start with the knees together. Let the right shoulder drop down and relax. Inhale, stretch the left arm up. Try to touch the ceiling and begin, please. Charge your upper body forward on the left side. simultaneously kick the right leg back, and then kick straight up towards the ceiling until you see the foot in the mirror in front of you coming up over the top of your head. So that's a pretty strong and pretty high kick. Now, in order to kick, let the right shoulder turn and twist behind you so the right shoulder is invisible from the front view. If you're looking in the mirror, you will not see the right shoulder at some point here. Left shoulder, I want you to charge the whole left side of the body forward so the left shoulder touches with your chin. Now, keeping the standing leg locked, bring your upper body down from the left hip joint until the abdomen is parallel to the floor. That's good coming down, Seder, and stretching forward. Now, I just want you to kick up. Push your right hand and foot up for three. Body down and kick. Two. Keep the knee right behind you. There you go. One. Change again when you're done. Feet together, arms down to the sides. All right, other side. Left hand up in front of you, palm facing up. Reach out to the side, straighten your elbow, and same thing, grab the ankle from the inside. You got it, Vanessa. Good. Bring the right arm up in front of you. Arm touching with the ear. Now let the left shoulder just kind of drop down. One of the keys to the kicking is to get this twist. Inhale, stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling with the right hand, and now charge forward on the right side. See, immediately, now I know that my body is used to doing this, but just a visual, immediately the right shoulder went straight back. So I'm looking straight ahead, but the right shoulder has disappeared behind me. So it's okay if it doesn't go all that way, but that's where you're headed. Kick the left leg up as hard as possible, but it can be slow. Just make it continuous, nice and strong. Keep your chin up, front arm all the way to the fingertips, Larry. It's energized, but I want just a little more, all the way to the fingertips. There you go. Now keep kicking, bring the upper body down from the right hip joint until the abdomen is parallel to the floor. Kick up as hard as you can. A little bit more kick. Left shoulder back kick. Body down. Charge forward. Kick up. Keep kicking, Veronica. Kick when you come forward. Kick when you come down. Kick. Okay. Change. I know there's some kicking lurking in there. It's like it's in storage. It's just waiting. Yeah? For you to open the storage unit. It's there. Yeah. Okay. Second set. Right hand up. Turn it out. Hold the right ankle from the inside. All five fingers together. Left arm up in front of you. Now take a nice deep breath. Go ahead for 20 counts. Charge forward, 19. Kick back, 18. Look in the mirror, 17. Good, 16. Keep the standing leg locked, 15. 14, body down, 13. Very good. Kicking, 12. 11, try to touch the mirror, 10. With your fingertips, 9. Fingertips to the mirror, 8. You can do it. 7, lock the standing leg, 6, 5, charge forward, kick, 4, just a little more kick, Kara, 3, kick up all the way, 2, until you feel a little squeeze at the waistband, 1, good, change again. Kara, your coming forward and down is all there, so if you can just a little extra focus on the kick, all right. Left hand up, please turn it out to the side, hold your ankle from the inside. All right, right arm comes up in front of you. And then straight up towards the ceiling. I'll give you 20 again. Inhale, try to touch the ceiling. Go ahead. Charge forward, kick back. 19, keep your chin up. 18, 17, look straight ahead. 16, that's it. 15, 14, good start, Kara. 13, 12, good chin up, Nyla. 11, now kick up. 10, until you feel 9, a little squeeze. 8, in the left waistband. 7, 6, body down and kick. 5, go forward, Carolyn. 4, now kick up. 3, a little bit extra. 2, keep kicking. 1, okay, excellent. Feet together, arms down to the sides. Balancing stick poses next. You may step to the back of your mat or space so you have room in front of you. Just need about 5 feet in front of you. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. Hands, palms together. Interlace all 10 fingers. Release the pointer fingers, thumbs crossed. Everybody chin up. So right now your neck is visible from the front. Take a deep breath and a big step onto your right foot. Lock both legs, left toes pointed. Inhale. Now bring your upper body down, left leg up. Sole of the foot facing exactly the ceiling. That's it. Now squeeze your hands, palms together, and charge forward. Imagine I'm grabbing the hands and pulling them forward towards the mirror. Chin forward, look forward, leg up. Inhale, breathing, come up. Very good. Keep your arms glued with your ears. Just this position challenges us because upper back is weak. Step onto the left foot. But we are making it stronger right now. Take a deep breath. Come down, upper body down, right leg up. Squeeze your arms with your ears. Don't let them drop. You can do it. Squeeze the hands, palms together, chin forward, look forward. Now body down, leg up, Larry. Body down, leg up. Body down, leg up. Body down, leg up, stretch. All right, inhale, breathing. Come up, take a deep breath, and arms down to the side. Larry, I know how flexible you are. Larry can put his leg up on a ladder step as high as his, what is it, collarbones, Larry? You got it. Okay. All right. Second set. Inhale, breathing. Arms over the head sideways. Hands, palms together. Interlace fingers. Chin up. Inhale, big step onto the right foot. Lock both legs. Now, you come down, left leg up. All is one piece. I want everything to go together. No broken umbrella. Capital letter T. Come down, leg up. Now, here's the trick, though, Larry. Use your extra strength in the posture. Use your extra squeeze of the hands. Keep the standing leg locked. Keep the left leg locked. Now take your hands and your back foot and push them away from each other one more half inch. So much better. Change again. See, you just have to use your mind to use the strength here. Chin up. Inhale, big step onto your left foot. Lock both legs. Inhale. Now bring your upper body down, right leg up. Sole of the right foot facing the ceiling. Lock both legs. You can do it. Come down, leg up. You can do it. Now, if you're losing the balance, charge forward a little more, suck in your stomach. Take your back foot and push it to the back wall. The more you stretch the body, the more you suck in the stomach, the better you will balance. Inhale, come up. Great. Take a nice deep breath. Exhale, arms down to the sides. All right. Standing separate leg stretching is next. You can step to the left side of your mat, feet together nicely. Toes and heels touching. If you need to turn on your mat, that's also fine. Just go to the top of it. Now everybody together, inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Right foot step out to the right, a big step, arms down immediately parallel to the floor. Make sure your heels are in one line, feet slightly turned in. Now lock your legs, stretch your spine up towards the ceiling and stretch the upper body forward. Selena, you can turn on your mat so you can take a really nice big step across the length there. Yeah, almost 4 feet wide, pretty big step. Now when you can't bring the body further towards the floor, put your hands down. Ideally, you grab the heels from the outside, stepping on the fingers, all five fingers together. But if you can't reach there, you can slide the fingertips underneath outsides of the feet or even underneath the toes. Now make sure the legs are locked throughout the posture. Kneecaps lifted so the fronts of the thighs are contracted. Roll forward, chin forward. And if you've got the heels, you can pull on the heels to stretch your upper body down. Look forward, chin forward. First, the leg stretch. Make sure fronts of the thighs are contracted, body weight to the toes. Then the hips stretch, lower spine, middle spine, upper spine stretches. Eventually, touch your head to the floor right between your feet. Now you can slowly come up. Arms out sideways, head up. Take your time to stand. Good. Inhale, right foot to the left, arms over the head, and arms down to the sides. Second set. Inhale, breathing. Arms over the head sideways. Palms briefly together. Right foot step out to the right. A big step. Arms parallel to the floor. Palms face down. Turn the toes in a little bit. Lock your legs. Stretch the spine up and then forward. Please go ahead. Look forward. Chin forward. Try to keep the weight to the toes all the way down. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. When you can't go any further, grab the heels or somewhere else on the feet. But I want you to step on the fingers once you can reach the feet because when you push the fingers and the toes to the floor, this helps keep your body weight forward. And when you have the body weight forward, you can have a much more comprehensive locking of the legs. All right, the fronts of the lower legs are also activated. And you get the proper stretch, not too much stretch on the back of the legs. Look forward, chin forward. When you exhale, push the fingers and the toes to the floor. Lengthen the spine down, touch your forehead, really at the hairline to the floor right between your feet. Now you can take your time to come up. Arms out, head up. Stand up slowly, nice and easy. That's great, Vanessa. Right foot to the left, arms over the head. Arms down to the side. You're doing awesome, Vanessa. I'm so excited. I don't know if there are any bribes involved, but regardless, no, I'm just teasing. Sometimes I have to bribe my son. Okay, all right. You guys too, Matt. Yeah, there's some exchanges involved. But honestly, I don't care. As long as you're here and you're doing it, you're going to get huge benefit. That was two of those, wasn't it? All right, triangle posture. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Right foot step out to the right. Nice big step. Arms down immediately parallel to the floor. Take a deep breath. Push your hips forward, arms back. Inhale, lift up the chest. Turn your right foot all the way out to your right. Now make sure two heels are in one line so you can check on the floor. And bend your right knee and sit down all the way until your right thigh is parallel to the floor. Spine straight in the middle. Take a deep breath. Hips forward, arms back. Begin, please. Tilt your upper body to the right. Right arm down in front of the right knee. Push your knee back with the help of the right arm. Just make sure the elbow does not go below the knee. Now the left arm goes straight up. Try to touch the ceiling. And then turn your head. Look up at the top hand, chin to the left shoulder. So the exact profile of your face is visible from the front. That's good, Larry. Take your upper body and stretch it out to the right even more, away from the left heel, which is pressing down. Now, as you're pushing the right knee back, bring the right shoulder forward, turn and twist. Sit down once more, touch your toes. Inhale, breathing, come up. That step looks good, Matt. Turn the right toes forward. Inhale, push both hips forward, arms back. Inhale, lift up the chest, turn your left foot out, keeping the heels in one line, please. As soon as the foot is turned, bend your left knee and sit down. You can bounce a couple of times. Make sure you're sitting down low enough. Don't let the hips come up anymore. Take a deep breath. Hips forward, arms back. Tilt now to the left. Left arm straight down, right arm straight up. Good, Carolyn. Push the left knee back, left shoulder forward. You can really quick look down at the left arm. Make sure you're aiming your fingertips between the big and second toe, both elbows locked. Turn your head chin to the right shoulder to get the side exact profile of the face visible from the front. Keep the upper body lifted. Drop the hips down a little bit. However, when you bring the hips down, push the left foot firmly to the floor. Keep the right leg locked. Now turn and twist. Left knee back, left shoulder forward. Sit down, touch your toes. Inhale, breathing, come up. Stop in the middle. Left toes turn forward. Right foot to the left, arms overhead, and arms down to the sides. Is it anyone's birthday today? Okay, any questions on anything so far? All right. Yes, I saw that look in your eyes, Nyla. I saw it coming. Yes, ma'am. Please go ahead. You mean, how do you put the hips down but keep the legs straight? So the straight leg, right? Not the bent leg?
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So are you saying that when you try to get the hips down, the straight leg tries to bend? Okay, I'm going to show you. All right, I'll just do one side here. I'm going to take my step. Do this with me if you want to, Nyla, but I also want you to look. Part of it depends on how you set it up. How low can you sit in the setup? Is this about how low you can sit? I want to try to imitate your posture. You can sit about this low. Okay, so I'm going to tilt my body. Without doing anything else, I just went from here to here. Okay, now this is the leg in question. You're saying when the hips drop, this knee wants to bend? Okay, probably the front of this hip is tight. So here's what to do. Squeeze the butt cheek of that leg. If you contract behind the tight area, it will help it stretch. Okay? Okay, now that doesn't mean you're going to just be able to go all the way down at once. But that's what I want you to do. If you can keep also the stomach in, suck in your stomach and contract the thigh, contract the butt cheek, and it will help that open. Okay? Just see what happens. Okay, let's try the second set, everybody. Inhale, arms over the head. You're very welcome. Big step out to the right, arms parallel to the floor. Now take a deep breath. Push the hips forward. Now, here's the thing. This business about pushing the hips forward right now, nobody likes it. Nobody wants to do it, but it will help your situation. Push the pelvis forward more than you want to. Arms back. Inhale, lift the chest, turn your right foot out. The front of the hips gets so tight in so many of us. Okay, once the foot is turned, bend your right knee and sit down. Now, right now, can you feel the left butt cheek contract? All right, stomach in. Keep that. Tilt your upper body. Go ahead, right side triangle pose. Now, when you're out here in triangle, keep that left leg, outer thigh, outer glutes contracted. All right, stomach in, push the left heel to the floor and stretch the top of your head away from the left heel. Now I want you to lift the upper body a little bit, Nyla, and you may need to take a slightly bigger step. I can't see your feet, but it looks from the upper body like a little bit bigger step will help. Now upper body up, turn and twist. Get the hips down as much as you can. Try to touch your toes. Inhale, breathing, come up, stop in the middle. Right toes turn forward. Now take a deep breath, do it again. Push the hips forward a lot. Arms back. Inhale, lift the chest. Turn your left foot all the way out to your left. Bend your knee and sit down. Now the straight leg, I want it strong. Right outer butt cheek, thigh, and stomach contract. Now go ahead into the posture. Palms forward, chin to the right shoulder. So you're trying to create a long line of strength and stretch on the right side of the body from the heel continuously to the top of the head, if you can imagine. If you push the heel down, contract outer right thigh and hip, suck in the stomach, and stretch the body out to the top of the head. Okay, that's the long line of strong or strength and stretching. Now lift the rib cage up 1 inch, bring the pelvis, hips down 1 inch. Inhale, breathing, come up. Nice posture, Matt. Turn the left toes in, right foot to the left, arms over the head and arms down to the side. Did that do anything, Nyla? Did you feel anything? Okay, we'll keep working on it. All right. When I can see more of you or in person, then I can help you more too, okay? All right, inhale, breathing. Arms over the head sideways, standing separate leg, head to knee pose. Hands, palms together, just cross your thumbs. Right foot step out to the right. Another thing it could be is the feet, Nyla, which I didn't see, you know? So just do your best with it and, yeah, go ahead. Turn to the right 90 degrees. Turn your back foot in at a 45-degree angle and bring the left hip forward so both hips are in one line. Now first inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling and begin. Tuck your chin to the chest. Look at your chest or your abdomen, please, and bring your forehead to the right knee. Suck in your stomach. If you can't get the forehead to the knee, please bend your knee up to the forehead. Stretch your hands forward beyond the toes. Push your fingertips into the floor. Wrists and elbows straight. Throughout the posture, back leg locked. Back heel pressing to the floor. Hips look good, Veronica. They're nice and level. Now suck in your stomach. Squeeze the upper inner legs towards each other and both feet press to the floor. Good. Lock the front leg a couple of times. Inhale, slowly come up. Arms and head together. Good. Now turn all the way around. Face the opposite wall. Make sure your heels are in one line. Turn the back foot in 45 degrees and your right hip forward so both hips are in one line. Next step is to inhale, try to touch the ceiling. And then you start the posture, rounding the spine, tuck your chin to the chest. Look at the chest or the abdomen. Bring your forehead to the left knee. You can bend the knee up a little bit. Bring the knee to the forehead. Push your hands into the floor just beyond the toes. Back leg stays locked, back heel pressing on the floor. Shift a little more body weight to your front foot so you can bring the right hip down and forward. Left hip up to get two hips in one line. Push the knee back with the forehead a couple of times, lock the leg, and slowly you can come up. Right hip stays forward. I'm all the way out of it. Very nice. Turn and face the front. Right foot to the left foot and arms down to the sides. All right, stand tall. Second set, standing separate leg, head to knee. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Just cross your thumbs, right foot step out to the right. So you can step wide across the length of the mat, Selena, this one. Yeah, at least 3 feet, so pretty big step, almost as big as triangle. Now turn to your right, so just pivot on the heels. Back foot in, 45, left hip forward. Inhale, try to touch the ceiling, go ahead, tuck your chin to the chest. There you go. Maximum compression of the throat throughout the posture from start to finish, continuously. Lots of ways to say this thing we are trying to do, steadiness. Now, hands in front of the foot, push your fingertips into the floor. Wrists and elbows locked. Hold nice and steady. Holding the stomach in, breathe smoothly. So we have everything except for the breathing in complete and total stillness. Now lock the front leg and slowly come up. Left hip stays forward. Once you are up, turn all the way around, face the opposite wall. Turn your back foot in 45 degrees, right hip forward. Inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling, begin. Chin to the chest. Immediately you have maximum compression of the throat, maximum extension of the kidneys, and also you have compression of the upper abdomen, particularly at the pancreas. So, get a lot of improvement in those functions of the glands, of the endocrine system. Push the fingertips into the floor, wrists and elbows straight, and also maintenance of those systems. Very nice. Push the knee back, lock the front leg, and slowly you can come up. Right hip stays forward. Both feet press into the floor as you get out of it. Excellent. Turn and face the front. Right foot to the left foot and arms down to the side. These look great, everyone. Tree pose is next. You can go back to your mat where you started the breathing exercise, facing forward, please. Toes and heels touching each other. Please shift your body weight to your left foot. Pick your right foot up as high as it goes. Sole of the foot facing the ceiling. You can grab the front of your ankle with the right hand and grab from underneath at the toes with your left. Now, once you can get the heel all the way to the top of your thigh, very slowly, gently bring the right knee down and gently press it back to get two knees in one line from the side. Lock your standing leg, stretch your whole spine, center of the chest and top of the head up towards the ceiling. Shoulders stay down. Looks good, Jess. Now, when you can balance here, bring the right hand in front of the chest. If the foot starts to slip or slide, please continue to hold on to the toes with your left hand. But if the foot doesn't slip at all, that's a good grip, Selena. You had it. Yep, from underneath at the toes with the left hand. You got it. If the foot doesn't slide at all, you can bring both hands up. But that's a last step to take. Good. Very gently change. Put the right foot down, arms down to the sides. Other side, left leg lift up. And always be gentle with the bent knee in this posture. Please bring your left heel as high as it will go on the right thigh. Even if the knee has to stick up to start, that's perfectly fine. Now, once you can get the heel to the top of your right thigh, being gentle with the knee, let the left knee come down, and you can press it back. Eventually, two knees in one line from the side. Hips forward so both hips are in one line. Now stand as tall as you can, right leg locked. Stretch your whole spine up towards the ceiling. First, the left hand can come up in front of the chest. If the foot does not slide at all, then right hand up. If the foot has slipped, or if it's starting to slip, hold on still with the right hand. Change again, please. Left foot down and arms down to the sides. All right, now for toe stand, we begin in tree pose. Bring your right heel as high as it will go on the left thigh. If it stays in the top 5 or 6 inches of your thigh, you can start toe stand. So look at the floor 3, 4, 5 feet in front of you. Slowly bring the upper body forward. If the foot starts to slip, please do not go any further today, all right? Now, if you can get all the way down and touch the floor without the foot slipping, then shift your body weight to the fingertips and then only bend your left knee. You can sit down on the heel or partway. Once you can sit down, bring your arms around to the sides of the body, balancing on the fingertips. Right toes point to your left, right knee down to get two knees in one line parallel to the floor. Suck in your stomach, stretch your whole spine. Chest, top of the head up towards the ceiling. Once you can balance there, bring your left hand in front of the chest. If still you can balance there, bring the right hand up, palms together. Toe stand, hands to the floor, push your hips up, and slowly come back up to tree pose. Tree pose you can change, looking forward, right foot down, arms down. Now go ahead, left leg lift up. If the knees bother you too much to do toe stand, you can just repeat the tree pose at whatever level you did it in the first set. So now once your heel goes to the top of the thigh, you can bring the upper body forward, but you never have to force the depth of this. So a tree pose repetition works if that's what you need to do right now. Now once you can touch the floor in front of you, shift your body weight to the fingertips. That's it, Vanessa. You can stretch the arms out in front of you. One day you'll touch the floor. Now maximum weight on your hands. That was good. Then you can lower the hips down towards your heel. Once you can sit down, arms around to the sides of the body, stretch your whole spine, chest, head up towards the ceiling. Right hand can come up and then the left hand, palms together. Toe stand you can change. Hands to the floor in front of you, push your hips up. You can stand up in tree pose, grabbing the foot if needed. And then look straight ahead. Excellent. Left foot down, arms down to the sides. All right, next is Savasana. If you can adjust your cameras or mats as needed. And then relax on your back. Now, if you have room in your room for me to see the side view of your mat and spine, that will help me and you the most. If you don't have room, then head towards the camera will work also. But the more of your spine and legs I can see, then we can just do a little bit more. So you can lie down on your back, heels touching each other. That looks good, Lisa. You can actually raise it up a little, Lisa. I don't need to see all that floor between the camera and your mat. Right there. Perfect. Yep. Good. All right. Okay, so arms down to the sides. Palms face up to begin with. Heels together to begin with. Now let everything relax. Breathe in by the nose. Complete relaxation of your abdomen. Thanks, Matt. I'll tell happy birthday to Dorothy. A smooth exhale by the nose, abdomen relaxes too. It just occurred to me, you know, we're going to have a card here to sign. Our wonderful student Dorothy is turning 80 on Tuesday. Selena, you wouldn't know that, so just that's what we're talking about here. Anyway, we're going to have a card for her to sign, but I bet somebody's thought of how to group sign a card, right, when people are remote like this. There must be something out there, right, in place of hand signing a card. Oh, I'm reading, Matt. Thank you. I love it. Kara has a question. Yes, Kara, go ahead. Can you say the name of it once more? Okay. Kudos for? Oh, board. Great. Thank you so much. Thank you. That would be fun to have streaming to the Vatican, Matt. Yesterday, I have to tell you guys one thing before I start the floor posture. Yesterday we had, Kavita was in class from southern India, okay. Then we had a student from Edinburgh, Scotland, and someone from Barranquilla, Colombia. It was like this massive time zone party, like just all across. It was so cool. Okay, now the rest of the class, we have rests built into it. So you can work hard in the posture, of course, but then you relax pretty intensely after each posture. Let's begin. Right leg lift up. Interlace your fingers. Grab your right leg exactly 2 inches below the knee. Pull your right knee towards the right shoulder. Elbows in close to the sides of the body. Now keep your head on the floor. Relax the leg that you're pulling on. Bring the chin down. Look down the center line of the body. Absolutely freeze. Change. Right leg lower down. Arms down for a moment. Left leg lift up. Interlace your fingers. Cross your thumbs. Pull your left knee to the left shoulder. Elbows in close to the sides of the body. Slowly bring your chin down. Pull. As long as you don't feel any pinch kind of pain in the hip, you can pull a little more. Keep the leg you're pulling on totally relaxed. One more chin down, hold it. Change, left leg lower down, arms down for just a moment. Now immediately both knees up into the chest. Grab for your elbows each other. Get a nice tight compact grip, feet side by side, ankles uncrossed. If your head came off the floor, bring it back down. Now slowly bring the chin down. Look down the center line of the body to eventually get the back of your neck flat on the floor. Hold it here, stomach in. Eyes down towards the center of the chest. Change again, please. Arms and legs down. Now complete and total relaxation. Use intensity of focus on your breathing here, just like when you were in the standing postures where there's some challenge to the breathing. All right, let's do a quick second set. Right leg lift up, interlace your fingers. Pull your right knee to the right shoulder. Tuck the chin down towards the chest, and now you hold it. When you're paying attention to the pulling, you will automatically pull more when you can. You will automatically, but consciously, it's not an autopilot thing, but you will pull less when you need to. You'll pull more when you can because you are 100% in communication with all of your body parts. Change, right leg lower down, arms down. I mean, the ones that you can communicate with. Left leg lift up. I don't have direct communication with my pancreas. I don't tell it which chemicals, you know, I don't do that kind of thing. All right, but I mean the body parts that we have motor control, right? Joints, muscles, all that kind of tissue. Pull the knee, tuck the chin, look down, and you hold it. Absolutely freeze. Change, left leg lower down, arms down. Now immediately both legs up. Reach up and try to grab your elbows each other. Nice tight grip, compact position. Feet side by side, ankles uncrossed. Now bring the chin down, look down the center line of the body. At first you might see between the knees, eventually you see down the center line of the chest. While you're tucking the chin, suck in your stomach, press the abdomen down. This will help you lengthen the whole spine to the floor. Very good. Change again, arms and legs down. Now you rest again completely. Breathing always normal. All right, let's do a sit-up next. Feet together, flexed, arms over your head, cross your thumbs. Take a deep breath. Keep your heels on the floor and sit up, please. Grab your toes. Exhale forcefully, head to the knees. Turn around now for Cobra Pose. We do four postures to strengthen the back and open and stretch the front side of the body. Bring your hands underneath the chest. All five fingers together on each hand and pointing straight ahead. Legs and feet together as if you have one cobra tail, not two legs. A little bit of pressure underneath the feet to the floor, hips and thighs contracted. Now inhale, breathing, look up to the ceiling, lift up using 100% back strength. You push the hands down and come up until everything above the belly button is in the air. So I want the whole rib cage up. Push the hands, and there you go, Veronica, hold it. Push the hands down, rib cage up. Now, everybody, elbows stay bending, elbows touch the sides of the waist. Elbows stretch down towards the hips to drop your shoulders down. Come up, Larry. Push the hands down. Look up. Lift up. Everybody come up. Change, please. Bring the chin to the floor. Bring your arms down next to you. Turn your head to the right. Larry, I think you have some of your back bend in storage. Like Veronica and some of her kicking or something. I don't know what it was, but something's in storage. I think you can do a lot of Cobra Pose, Larry. You wanna see? I don't mind if I'm wrong, but better for you if I'm right. Okay, hands underneath the chest. All 10 fingers pointing straight ahead. Go ahead. Legs and feet together, hips and thighs contract. Now inhale, breathing, come up. Everything in the upper body above the belly button, you try to get off the floor. Good, Carolyn. Very nice lift. Now, there. That's better, Larry. Now, push the hands down, lift your chin up. Bring your hands 2 inches towards the front of your mat, Larry. They're a little bit too far back. Walk your hands forward. Now, right there. Come up more. Drop your shoulders down more. Lift your chin up more. There you go. Push the front of the neck up to the ceiling. So much better. Change again. Yes. Chin on the floor, arms down. Turn your head to the left. You know that line, the line we all should know that's permanently marked in my mind, having doesn't mean anything if you don't know how to. Use it. Okay, I heard that 10, 20 times a day for 9 weeks earlier in my life. And then just today, the concept of storage, right? You have something in a storage unit, but it's like, okay, that's nice. But when you take it out of storage, you use it. And sometimes you know, okay, I know I have this. I know I can kick, but it's in the storage. So we take it out of storage, wake it up. All right, full locust pose. No, regular locust pose. Turn your hands over, palms down. Please side your arms underneath the body until the pinky fingers are touching each other side by side. That's right, Vanessa. At first, it's going to feel a little uncomfortable on your arms, but it won't hurt you. Bring the chin on the floor, look forward. Now lock your right leg and lift up your right leg. Come up to a 45-degree angle, half of 90, knees straight, toes pointed. Push your hands down, push your upper arms down, lift your leg a little higher. Right leg lower down, relax it. Make sure the fingertips, all 10 of them, are on your mat. Lock your left leg, lift it up, come up to a 45-degree angle. That's right, Vanessa. And if you have to separate your hands, that's okay too, my dear. Bring the leg up a little bit higher, push the upper arms to the floor, freeze. Change, left leg lower down. Now turn your head in, please. Mouth on the towel, lips on the towel for this third one. Make sure you do not turn the head or move the neck. That's fine if the hands need to widen, no problem. Inhale, breathing. Both legs lift up. Everybody come up without bending your knees. Very nice, Jess. Push the hands down. Nice, Carolyn. Bring both legs up. Everybody legs together. Inhale, lift. Larry, lift. Everybody lift. Change. Lower the legs. Okay, take your arms out. Wow, this is like the locust club today. Take your arms out. Turn your head to the right. Sometimes there's just a bunch of legs flying up there. It's fun. Mine don't. It's fun to watch. All right, we get to try again. Turn your hands over, palms and fingertips on your mat, and slide your arms underneath as much as you can. Chin on the floor, neck flat. Lock your right leg, point the toes, right leg. 10 counts, lift up, 9. That looks great, Nyla. 8. Keep the knees straight, 7. 6. Push the fingertips, 5, into the floor, 4. Push your upper arms, 3, into the floor, 2. Weight comes forward to collarbones, 1. Change right leg lower down. That will be an interesting thing, Matt, for you to focus on. You have such a good leg height. Focus on shifting the body weight to collarbones and throat, okay? Left leg, go ahead, lift up. In this one-legged exercise, okay? So when you push your fingertips down, try to shift or push some more body weight to the upper arms, collarbone, front of the throat will be flat one day to the floor. Good, left leg lower down. Now for the third part, it's a little different. Turn your head in, mouth on the towel. If you need to readjust the arms, fine. Make sure the palms are down. Arms can be wider if you need to. They might not be underneath the body yet. Now grab the floor at the fingertips. Go ahead. 10 counts both legs. 9, lift up. 8, 7, you can do it, Veronica. 6, legs up. 5, keep going up. 4, inhale. 3, come up. 2, all the way lift. 1, yes, lower the legs. Take your arms out, turn your head to the left. They really went up there. Did you feel it? It's like magical, isn't it? That's also in storage. Nice. Today we are going to the storage unit and opening the door, and we are discovering all kinds of fun things. Okay. Next is full locust posture. Chin on the floor. Bring your arms out to the sides like airplane wings, all 5 fingers together. So Vanessa and Vanessa's grandmother, you guys have to pick. Who's going to lift who up? Somebody's going to be above. Someone is going to be below. Somebody's going to lift the other one up. You can switch first set and second set. Okay. Arms out sideways, legs together. Inhale. Go ahead, lift everything up. Just no poking eyeballs, please. Arms up, head up, chest up, legs up. Go ahead. Everything lift up. That's great, Lisa. Yeah. Legs and feet together. Everybody lift. So I want chest step, Larry, just like cobra pose. I want legs up, just like locust pose. Nice, Jess. Take a deep breath. Now, everyone, as you exhale, come up to your maximum height. Change again. Very nice. Arms, chin, and feet to the floor. Good one, Selena. Bring your arms down next to you. Turn your head to the right. Completely relax. Second set is next. Chin on the floor. Bring your arms out to the sides. Again, all 5 fingers together on each hand. Now squeeze your legs together. Legs, feet, and heels. Try to keep as one. Reach out to the side walls with your fingertips. Now inhale, lift everything up. Arms, head, chest, legs, everything up. So that means the upper thighs I want off of the floor, little by little, legs up, just like locusts. You can do it. Bring the upper body up so even the abdomen is in the air for 5. Arms can come back, Kara, 2 inches, 4. Now take a deep breath, 3. Lift your chin up, 2. As you exhale it, come all the way up, 1. Good one. Change again. Arms down next to you. Turn your head to the left. Let everything relax. Next is bow pose, Dhanurasana, strengthening the entire spine. Chin on the floor, bend your knees, hold the feet. But we're also stretching the entire front side of the body, from the chin to the knees especially. Now, grab the feet just below the toes, all 5 fingers together. Wrists straight. Chin on the floor, look forward, please. Now take a nice deep breath. Look up to the ceiling and kick up. Both legs press up off the floor. Good kicking, Veronica, good start. Push your hands and feet up. That's it, Larry. Keep kicking. I want a strong kick. Now lift your chin up. It can be slow, but make it continuous. That's it, Jess. A little bit body weight forward on the abdomen. Now kick. Thighs up. Knees up. Ribs come up too, but keep kicking. Change again. Lower everything to the ground. Bring your arms down next to you. Turn your head to the right. Very nice. Completely relax. Big toes touch each other side by side when you rest on the abdomen. Second set, bow pose. Chin on the floor. Bend your knees. Hold the feet from the outside just below the toes. Try to get the knees 6 inches apart to start with. Inhale, breathing, kick up and look up, go ahead. Now, everything up, everything. Kick and look up, chin up, eyes up. That's it, Carolyn. Keep kicking the thighs. Push your hands and feet up. Thighs lift off the floor. You got it, Vanessa. You can take it nice and steady. Now bring the knees just a half inch closer to each other. Larry, I know you got it. Kick up, look up, kick up, look up, chest up, knees up, neck stretches up. Better. Change again. Awesome. Bring the arms down. Turn your head to the left. A Larry, when you do that shape-shifting, I know even more of what you're really capable of. Which you might be very sad to hear, but it's all for the better. I know what you can do. If you can make it through that shape-shifting, I know what you can do in the postures. Sorry, not sorry. Okay, come up to the top of the mat. Sit on your heels, knees and feet together. Now sit for a second there. Now lift your hips up, separate your feet, and lower the hips to the floor right between the heels. Make sure the heels are in contact with the outside of the hips. Now, if you can sit comfortably on the floor, put your hands on the soles of the feet. Lean back onto the elbows one at a time. Once the elbows touch the floor, you can drop the head back. Head, back of the head and shoulders to the floor. Now, if you're sitting on the heels, don't go back yet. You can just come back up, separate the feet, and wait. It might take 3 months. It might take 3 years for the hips to touch the floor. That's fine. Just relax. This is a wonderful opportunity to relax. Now, if you can get all the way back there, bring your arms over the head. Grab your elbows each other. Pull the forearms into the floor and tuck the chin to the chest. Lift your chest and abdomen up, creating a perfect human bridge. That looks so nice, Nyla. Just hang out there. All right, hands to the soles of the feet with help of the elbows. Come up in the middle, chest up, chin down. Lovely. Turn around, relax on your back. Now, when you're breathing normally, too, you don't have to worry about what I'm about to say. Sometimes we say, oh, I know I have such and such in the storage unit, but if I use it, I will get exhausted. And so you kind of conserve or try to hold back because you're worried that you'll use too much up. But if you're breathing normally, always, you will not exhaust yourself by using what you have. It's a weird kind of thing. We think we can save it, but it actually does the opposite, has the opposite effect. If you have something in the storage and you use it with the normal breathing, you will actually get the energy from the postures. It's so cool. Feet together, flex, arms over the head. Take a deep breath in, hold it, and sit up. Please grab the toes. Exhale, breathing, head to the knees. Let's do second set, fixed firm pose. Turn around, sit on the heels. We won't hold it long, so just go to your edge. All right. Hands on the soles of the feet. Lean back onto the elbows one at a time. Then head to the floor, back of the head, eventually shoulders and upper body relax on the floor. Take your time. What will get you there is consistency, repetition, and normal breathing. Trying the right way. There's no way to rush or force it. And even if there were a way to rush or force it, I wouldn't recommend it. So you just repeat. Grab elbows, tuck the chin, lift your chest and abdomen up. All right, change again. Hands to the soles of the feet, come up in the middle. I will qualify all of that by saying the shape-shifting will accelerate healing, movement, and strength, circulation, and breathing. So if you want, if at some point you say, oh, I just feel stuck in the Bikram class, there is something that will help you if you are in the mood to get unstuck. If you want to just wait for it, that's also okay. You'll do it when it's time. You'll do what you need to when it's time to do it. Feet together, flex, arms over the head. Inhale, breathing. Sit up, please grab the toes. Exhale, double jerk, head to the knees. All right, half tortoise posture. We'll do one nice, long, wonderful set of half tortoise posture. Sit on the heels, knees and feet together. Take a deep breath, arms over your head sideways, hands, palms together, cross your thumbs. Now keep your chin up. Inhale, try to touch the ceiling. Stretch your upper body forward towards the mirror. Try to touch the mirror. Bring your forehead to the floor. Side edges of the pinky fingers also touch the floor. Now, if your head doesn't touch the floor, that's okay. Just get the pinky fingers on the floor. Press the hips back to the heels. When you inhale next, arms stretch forward. Shoulder blades, scapula slide forward out of the body. Make sure the wrists are in the air, elbows locked. Good morning, Matt. It's very nice to see you today. Keep squeezing hands, palms together. Everybody keep stretching. Don't stop stretching. Looks good, Kara. Inhale, breathing, come up. Arms, head, neck, and spine all together. Arms down to the sides. Take your time. Turn around, relax on your back. So good. So good. Selena, how's everything feeling for you so far? Still okay? Awesome. Feet together, flex arms over the head. Take a deep breath in and sit up. Please grab the toes. Exhale, double dirk head to the knees. All right, next we do camel posture. Turn around. Stand up on your knees at the top of your mat, 6 inches between your knees and 6 inches between your feet. Please put your hands on the hips like in the back jeans pockets or higher on the low back. Now inhale, breathing. Push your hips forward towards the mirror. Drop your head all the way back as far as it goes. Look for the floor behind you. Now make sure the eyes are open, breathing always normal. Bend as much of your spine as you can, upper, middle, lower spine. Now when you cannot bend anymore, right hand only, reach down, grab the right heel, thumb on the outside, 4 fingers inside. Then left hand down, grab the heel, thumb outside, 4 fingers inside. Full palm grip on each heel. Now take a nice deep breath. You can keep the hands up there. Selena, push your hips forward. Push your stomach forward, everyone. Push the thighs forward and push the chin and face back. Now one at a time, bring the hands up. You got it, Vanessa. That's nice. Inhale, push the hips forward, chest up, spine straight. Turn around, relax on your back. As soon as you can, legs out straight, arms down to the sides. Inhale, breathing. Exhale, breathing. The yoga mat is a very desirable spot to be, Selena. Everybody wants to be there. It's probably nice and warm, you know. Your dog is adorable. Feet together, flex, arms over the head. Inhale, breathing. Hold it. Sit up, please. Grab the toes. Exhale, breathing. Head to the knees. All right, second set. Stand up on your knees. 6 inches between the knees and feet. See if your hands will go any higher on your lower back. Inhale, breathing. Lift up the chest. Now exhale, hips forward, head back. You can start the posture. Lift your chin and face up, over, and back. So you're purposefully stretching, extending the front half of the body from the bones to the skin. This is wonderful. I was going to say serious business, but it's just so wonderful. Keep the pressure underneath your feet, Nyla. So push your upper body back so you feel the feet press down and then push the hips forward. You may either have hands on the heels or hands on the low back or hips, but everybody push the hips forward. Keep pushing the thighs and stomach forward so you can push the face back and stretch the whole front side. Take your time, one at a time, hands come up. Push both hips forward, looks good. Chest up, come up in the middle, chin down last. All right, turn around, relax on your back. Right, so when you bend your spine, I started to say this at the very beginning of class, when you bend your spine, we think of like a skeleton model. Oh, I'm bending the spine bones. But when you move the spine, there is instantaneous movement of all the tissue around the spine. Okay, there's blood vessels right there. And very close to that, you have abdominal organs. You have all kinds of endocrine glands that get a squeeze or a stretch when you bend the spine. So bending the spine, the type of what you could call exercise, the type of movement, the kind of positions we make in this class, incorporate all of those tissues into what you might call exercise. It's very common that exercise now means mostly move your hips and shoulders, right? Like pump your heart and use your major muscles. But in this yoga class, we are instantaneously, by the movements of the spine, addressing endocrine glands, abdominal tissue, the discs of the spine, the blood vessels, the nerves. It's so comprehensive. Feet together, flex, arms over the head. Take a deep breath and hold it. Sit up, grab the toes, exhale, breathing, head to your knees. All right, now we have rabbit posture. Turn around, sit on the heels, knees and feet together towards the back of the mat. Grab the soles of your feet, thumbs on the outside. Stretch your spine up towards the ceiling and begin by tucking the chin to the chest. Round your spine forward, touch your forehead to the knees. If you don't remember the grip, Selena, you can watch one or watch part of it and then try it, but just make sure you don't turn the head once you're down there, okay? Now, once you have your head on the floor, lift your hips up. Same with you, Vanessa. I think you have it, but just do not turn the head once you've started, okay? Now, if your knees and forehead are not touching each other, walk the knees right, left, towards the forehead. Push your feet firmly to the floor, grabbing the heels tightly. Suck in your stomach, lift the hips up just a little higher, stretching your entire spine. Change, please. Lower the hips back down to the heels. Inhale, breathing, and you come up. Turn around, relax on your back. When you stretch, move your spine.
Hey, and I don't know if everybody's having this problem, but you're fading in and out.
Okay. Nobody else having an issue so far? Larry, I'm okay. Everything's good, Matt. Okay. I'm going to say it's you, it's not me, Larry. honestly, though, I think your video is actually coming and going, Larry, so there may just be an intermittent issue with the connection on your end. Sometimes it's a black screen, sometimes I can see you. Sorry about that. You can leave and come back, see if that will help if you want to. Feet together, flex, arms over the head, inhale, breathing. Sit up, please, grab the toes, exhale, double dirk, head to the knees. Okay, let's do it again, rabbit posture, sit on the heels, knees and feet together. Grab the soles of the feet, stretch your spine up towards the ceiling, and go. Tuck your chin to the chest, immediately compressing the throat. See, the neck is part of the spine, right? Go ahead, forehead to the knees, top of the head to the floor. When you bring the chin to the chest and bend the neck in this way, immediately you give a massage, a little compression to your thyroid and parathyroid glandular tissue. Lift your hips up, and those glands, they deposit chemicals directly into the bloodstream. There's blood supply, huge blood supply that goes right to and from them. We're also massaging, compressing, and extending there. Lift up your hips, maximum of 30% of the weight in the top of your head. Change again, please. Bring the hips back to the heels. Inhale, and you come up again. Let go of the heels, turn around, relax on your back. Looks great. All right, last couple of postures here. Legs and feet together, arms over your head, cross your thumbs. Take a deep breath. Heels stay on the floor, sit up. Grab your toes, exhale, head to the knees. All right, next we have head to knee posture and then stretching posture. Right leg out corner-wise, bend your left knee. Create pressure between sole of the left foot and your inner right thigh. Now inhale, arms over the head. Turn your upper body to the right. Reach out, grab your right foot just below the toes, 2 inches. That looks good, Sateri. Pull the toes back, flex your foot from the ankle. Tuck your chin to the chest, stomach in, put your forehead on the right knee. Now, you can bend the knee up a little bit to get the knee to the forehead, but then once they are together, do not let them separate. Push your knee down with the forehead. Turn all 5 toes back, hold it. Inhale, breathing, come up. Other side, please, left leg out. Bend the right knee. Create pressure between sole of the right foot and inner left thigh. Go ahead, turn to the left. Reach out, grab the left foot a couple of inches below your toes. Pull your toes back. Flex the foot from the ankle. Now, you can bend the knee, Vanessa, a little bit. Yeah. This is first a compression posture for the throat and pancreas. So bring the knee and forehead together. Turn the toes back. And then we stretch the nerves of the left leg. And lastly, we stretch the muscles of the left leg. So I want you to turn the toes back. Push the knee down with the forehead, even if it doesn't straighten yet. You will get the appropriate and intended effects of the posture. Inhale, breathing, come up again. Now, bring the legs straight out in front of you. Lie back. As soon as the arms touch the floor, take a deep breath in, hold it, and you sit up. Grab the big toes. Now, you will use the first 2 fingers and each thumb and wrap the first 2 fingers all the way around the big toe. Not just the ends, but I want the whole finger-thumb grip. Now walk your hips backwards, right, left, travel backwards on the mat to get the legs straight. Flex both feet back from the ankles. Turn especially your pinky toes back. Now inhale, chest up. You can drop the shoulders, Kara. Looks good, Jess. Slowly push your knees down until you feel the stretch underneath the legs. Right there, Veronica. Lock the thighs, contraction. Now, if you can hold the legs locked, I will watch them. Stretch your upper body forward from the lower spine towards the mirror. Excuse me. Keep pulling on the big toes. Elbows forward, breastbone forward, legs stay locked. Awesome. Inhale, breathing, come up. They stayed. Turn around, relax on your back. Sometimes if you have your mind and my mind on a body part, it has a little extra something. I don't know what that is. Collective mind. Yes, we were both controlling Veronica's quadriceps just now. Okay. This is remote control from me and internally from you. Feet together, flex. Arms over the head. Inhale, breathing. Hold it. Sit up, please. Grab the toes. Exhale, head to your knees. All right, second set. Just think of all of this, all of us using the same muscles at the same time. We're all helping each other, yes? Arms over the head. Turn your upper body to the right. Reach out, grab the right foot. Go ahead, same thing. tuck your chin to the chest, compressing the throat. Bring your forehead to the right knee or the knee up a little bit to the forehead. You can roll in a little bit. There, that's enough. Good. Now bring the right elbow down. Left shoulder is good. Just right elbow down. Now, once the right leg gets straight or close to it, maintain the pressure or redo the pressure between inner right thigh and sole of your left foot. Inhale, breathing, come up. These look great. Everybody, other side, left leg out, right leg in. Stretch up, turn to your left, and go ahead. Grab the left foot 2 inches below your toes. Pull your toes back, flex the foot from the ankle, forehead to your left knee. All right. Now, as you push the knee down with your forehead, maintain the compression of the throat. The heel slides away from you. Left leg may get straight eventually, but make sure knee and forehead never separate. Inhale, breathing, come up, please. Now bring the legs straight out in front of you. Lie back for your sit-up. Inhale, breathing, come up again, please. Same grip on the big toes. With the first 2 fingers and thumb, wrap them all the way around. Walk your hips back again a few times. Right, left, right, left, right, left. Now, sit up tall, chest up, shoulders down. Flex both feet from the ankles. I want the pinky toes to turn back so you can make a footprint. If someone brought like a piece of cardboard around, you can make a nice flat footprint. So knees can be bending a little bit. Make the footprint, then slowly push your knees down. Try to turn the outside edge of your feet back. Look at your toes, please, or look at yourself in the mirror, all right? The spine, we want to lengthen forward. So if you can see the center of the chest, breastbone in the mirror, take that body part and stretch it towards its own reflection. Drop the shoulders. We're not hunching or rounding this time, unlike the forehead to knee poses. Shoulders down the back, Veronica. Down the back, elbows forward. I want shoulder blades towards your hips, away from the ears. Okay, right there. Hold it. Push the knees down. Lock the legs. Shaking is excellent. Inhale, breathing, come up. Turn around, relax on your back. All right, we have done 25 of the 26. We finish up with the twist and then a final breathing exercise. Vanessa, you're doing great. Welcome. All right, feet together, flex arms over the head. Inhale, breathing, hold it, and sit up again, please. Grab the toes, exhale. Double jerk head to the knees. All right, half spine twisting. Sit up nice and straight. Bend your left knee in front of you on the floor and cross your right foot over the left knee corner so the heel is touching exactly the knee. Inhale, breathing, left arm up. Try to touch the ceiling. Cross it over your right knee. Push the knee back. Turn the hand palm down. Grab your right knee with the right hand. Then bring your left, sorry, that was the left arm. Right arm goes behind you. I switched them. Right arm goes behind you, hand on the back. Or push your right hand fingertips to the floor. Now turn your head to the right. Look past the right shoulder. That's it, Matt. Right shoulder down and back gently. That's it, Jess. Inhale, sit up tall, chest up. Lean a little bit forward. That's it, Carolyn. Lean forward towards the right knee and to the right towards the right hip. Change again. I totally messed that up too. It's the left knee. All right, bend your right knee in front of you on the floor. I'll just blame Zoom because you guys are all looking different ways and it messes with my brain. Inhale, right arm up and over the left knee. Push your knee back. Turn the hand palm down. Now try to grab your right knee with the right hand, but if you can't reach it, you can grab the mat, the edge of the mat near it. Inhale, sit up tall. Selena, if you keep your bottom leg straight, it won't bother the knee. There. Good. Okay, perfect. Now you can bring that right arm all the way over, keep the elbow locked, and just reach down for the right shin. Now turn your upper body to the left. Everyone try to sit up super tall, chest up, shoulders down. Look to your left without tilting or dropping the chin. Twist, exhale, twist, stomach in, twist. Very nice. Untwist the spine, relax on your back. Selena, you can always do that one with the bottom leg straight because I noticed in tree pose your knee doesn't want to go like that. So it's what to do. It's just what to do. All right, let's finish with the breathing exercise. Feet together, flex arms over the head. Inhale, breathing. Sit up, please. Grab the toes. Exhale, double jerk head to the knees. All right, now we are going to exhale together. Please sit on your heels, everyone, knees and feet together. If that is painful, if that is not okay for the knees, you can sit otherwise. But we want the spine straight. Now, we're going to exhale, and then we're going to relax. And then we're going to exhale and then relax. So there's no effort to inhale. When you relax the abdomen, the inhale will just get sucked into the body. All right? It's not what we're used to, but it's possible. So please put your hands on the thighs, elbows locked, and shoulders down. So I'll just do it with you. You'll hear me, and you can follow along. Swallow a couple times if you need, and let's begin. Exhale, 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 exhale. 1, 2, 3, 4. Nice and strong. 6, 7, 8. Five, a little bit stronger. 4, 3, 2, 1. Now everybody inhale one time. Big full inhale. Exhale, breathing. We'll do it a little faster. Only the belly moves. Let's begin. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Keep the chest up. Five, keep going. 4, 3, 2, 1. Great class, everybody. Selena, it's so nice to meet you. I think I told Kara I'll send you guys a message so you can hook up your account and we can transfer the class, and you're welcome to join us again, okay? It's really nice to have you. If you have any questions, please let me know. You can start your Savasana. Vanessa, great job. So the last thing of the class is 2 minutes or more in the rest, and it's up to you when you finish. I will end the meeting in a minute or two. So start by separating your feet and separating the arms a little bit. Just get comfortable and relaxed. Now, this might take a minute. If you scan the body, focus on your feet, see if anything's tense or tightening up, relax your toes, and then work your way up the legs, so the lower legs, knees, thighs, and hips. You let everything settle. And then you can do this with the arms too. Fingertips, hands, palms, especially the thumbs can be tense sometimes. Let everything relax and work your way up the arms to the shoulders. And then now, while you're doing this, breathe smoothly with complete relaxation of your abdominal wall. So it moves up when you inhale and down when you exhale. Then you let the whole spine and torso, chest, shoulders, and neck relax. Relax your face even. The jaw, the tongue, and the eyebrows. Maintain your concentration on the breathing, just as or even more intensely as when you were practicing the postures. All right, if you have any questions, let me know, please. Have a wonderful rest of your day, and I'll see you tomorrow. Bye, everybody.